It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Hey man, anytime you find a hat that actually fits my ginormous head, I'll wear it.
It looks good on you.
The fact that it has our call letters on it only makes it even better.
It's a pretty sharp looking hat.
Hour number two of the Drive underway here on Fan Run Radio, and we start with the Top 4 at 4, brought to you this afternoon by Knoxville Smiles. Tucker Harlan, what do you got?
Thank you, Russell. At number one, some Tennessee football recruiting information.
Hey.
2025 four-star wide receiver Radarius Jackson from Memphis has committed to Tennessee.
Rah-rah
Let's
is his
go.
Nickname.
Ah.
Rah-rah.
Jackson held offers from the Vols, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and Auburn in the SEC.
Hey, Russ, so this kid's in the same class as that big we're getting in basketball at Alabama.
Debo?
Yeah. Do you feel the same way about this wide receiver as you do the big?
Look, I mean, I don't want to be cynical, but how could you not in this modern age of college football? Because we were super excited about Caleb Webb, Nathan Leacock, I feel like I'm Nimrod.
Yeah.
And those guys aren't playing.
We haven't even seen Mike Matthews or Braylon Staley
take the field yet. It feels like we've recruited over them. So it's you just cover recruiting as it happens. It's like, okay, cool. Like, we got a nice sounding prospect here, and I hope it pans out and everything. But as we've said a lot, particularly at the wide receiver, I don't worry about wide receivers under Josh Heupel. We're just going to have ballers out there.
Houston?
Mike Matthews caught a touchdown in the Orange Watt game, Tucker. I can't believe you didn't. We've never seen him take the field. Yes, we have.
Well, not in a
caught a 63-yard ball season.
Still got to get him out of that 8-9.
They will. That's coming.
They will. At number two, Christian Moore has been named SEC Player of the Week for his performance at Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah.
Moore hit a home run in his first at-bat in Saturday's game, and he hit three home runs in yesterday's rubber match against the Wildcats, going 9-15 at the plate for the weekend.
Wow. Four homers, nine hits, 22 total bases, nine RBIs. Didn't even play in the midweek game. Oh, wait, we have a midweek game this week?
Western Carolina.
The Catamounts.
Tomorrow yep. night.
Todd Raleigh's old team.
And then Missouri starts Thursday, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. We owe them a little comeuppance.
That they do. After that sweep up there to start the season last year.
You know Tony hates them. Big week at the ballpark. Make it nasty, folks. Make it nasty.
Tony seems to have beef with a lot of – we had a little bit of heat on Sunday. Tony, that didn't seem to get along with, I feel like. Is that fair?
About the comment about we're not the cheerleading dugout?
That? Sure, that's on the list of things.
The college dugouts are – they get rowdy.
Tony's a hard-nosed, like, old-school baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to make of that comment. I would love to ask him off the record, like, were you taking a shot? Were you taking a shot? Because it looks like he's taking a shot, but also, we kind of are the cheerleading dugout. We're the dugout that did the daddy. We started all this stuff that we could say,
ain't nobody wearing a pink hat in our dugout and doing some kind of weird
thing.
The daddy hat is actually pink.
So, yeah, we kind of were. We started all this stuff. I'm not necessarily saying I'm against it, but
I don't think we do any kind of choreographed, like, Broadway show number.
No, they were over there, like, literally doing cheers.
Yeah, they're like the damn Rockettes or something. They get in the line and just start high kicking.
They were stealing our overhead clap.
I noticed
they did
that.
And then they did this thing, too, right, for the first guy.
Oh.
That Waldschmidt guy.
Right, what's that song where everybody claps real fast? Is that what you're talking about?
The Cha-Cha Slide?
It's one of those things. First time I heard it was when you took me to that game.
Everybody clap your hands. Clap, clap, clap.
Yeah, they do that.
Everybody does. There should be.
I despise it. There should be a limit with some of these things.
Once per game at the ballpark. Everybody plays it. Well, there's that one and it's a, I can make your hands clap.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
the same. It's like, it's just a hip-hop version of the other song.
At the very most, that should be played twice a game in any ballpark.
I mean, it's a brave move by Kentucky officials given the lack of rhythm in that fan base.
At number three, Matt Ryan officially retired from the NFL today. He played 15 years in the league, 14 of which were in Atlanta, the other in Indianapolis. Ryan signed a one-day contract with the Atlanta Falcons to retire as a Falcon today.
I like it when they do that.
Yeah.
The old one-day contract.
Kind of fits.
Retire with the team that you came in. Peyton didn't do that, though, did he?
I think he did.
No, didn't he?
Because he did his retirement conference, press conference
that was
Denver.
Denver. But then he got the statue in Indy. And,
that may be true, but he went into the hall. What did he go into the hall as?
Oh, as a Colt.
You sure? 100%?
No. But, say, 90%.
Look that up for me, Tucker. Did Peyton Manning go into the Hall of Fame as a Denver Bronco or an Indianapolis Colt? I went into Tennessee.
Look that up for him after
yes,
your
I
top
will.
Four at four, please.
I will.
Continue.
At number four, former second overall pick Zach Wilson has been traded to the Denver Broncos. Wilson played three seasons for the New York Jets and was relegated to a backup role following the acquisition of Aaron Rodgers in 2023. The Jets receive a late round pick from the Broncos in this year's draft class in exchange for Wilson.
Who's the Broncos quarterback going to be?
Guess we're going to find out here in a few days.
Maybe Zach Wilson?
No. Surely not.
They'll draft somebody.
Is that the team that it was linked with that kind of like Penix?
Yes.
Where are they at? What's their draft slot?
Now, would that surprise you at all? Peyton getting a hold of Penix? Really accurate.
Just, I mean,
big arm quarterback.
I feel like I've heard Bo Nix more than Penix for the Broncos.
You give me a choice between those two. I'm taking Penix.
Okay, so they're number 12 overall this year in 2024.
I ain't taking Penix in 12.
Well, you know who's really climbing up on the mocks right now is J.J. McCarthy.
I've seen that.
I just don't get it with him.
I don't get it.
I don't see it. I'll be the first to admit I'm wrong if he's good, but I just think he's not going to be good.
San Diego wants him.
Why? They got
a backup.
Because
they're not going to waste a pick on a quarterback.
They got first round. Herbert.
They might trade Herbert.
You looking at
for
CT
McCarthy?
ESPN too much bear?
Are you making this up right now?
Exactly. Yes. Look at him. He had no idea who Justin Herbert was.
Yes, I do.
Feverishly trying to remember and find a way out of this awful take that he stumbled into.
I did see somebody talking about it. What's his name? Loves him. That's his guy.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to take him in the first round. If that guy goes in the they ran the ball 47
Jim
straight
Harbaugh,
times.
I don't know if you remember this. He is clinically insane.
No, I agree. But when he himself ran the ball so that McCarthy would not be able to throw it and lose them a game against Penn State, I don't think he's going in the first round.
Thank you, Tucker. What a top four at four. It really was fantastic. It's brought to you by our friends at Knoxville Smiles. You can check them out online at knoxvillesmiles.com or just give them a ring at 865-539-1776 to set up an appointment today. Before the top of the hour break there, El Diablo wanted an update on the Fan Run Open. We spent the most of the first segment, I believe, reliving the glory that was the inaugural Fan Run Open at Williams Creek Golf Course on Saturday. A lot of fun. Thanks to everybody who came out. And it was, I'm pretty sure, I don't think I'm overstating it when I say it was the greatest golf-related event in the history of this country.
Checks out. I buy it.
It was a lot of fun. Bear almost wrecked multiple times.
Multiple times.
Baskerville almost wrecked. The trophy.
Overtime Bill wrecked.
Was won by Tim here at SM.
Tim Hill, champion.
Stayed in-house. Many a keg of glory beer was drank from it.
That's what I was told.
Big Jace, after I wrecked out my first cart and it wouldn't go in reverse.
Did you really steal his cart?
Yeah, because it would go forward. He didn't need one.
What did you accomplish as the marshal, would we say?
I kept the train rolling on the tracks. I investigated the Hollander cheating scandal.
What did you determine?
That I couldn't do okay. that. Well, I figured out real quick that every group I went to, you guys were like a bunch of 8-year-olds. He's cheating.
Doesn't have subpoena power.
He's cheating. So Houston and them are cheating.
No, that's what you do.
Your main complaint is that you were not vested with enough power as marshal. Next year, you would like to have increased authority.
Well, I would like to have a team where I can monitor everybody. That was the biggest problem.
Oh, so you need a team of marshals now. Is that what you're saying?
Well, man, I did get off a couple of practical jokes on people.
Yes, you did. I saw the videos. Those were funny. Little air horn bear. Bear horn.
Met up with young Marcus Young several times for powwows. Where we were trying to figure out where the hell we were. Got lost several times.
You got lost. There's literally a GPS in the machine that tells you exactly where you are.
You can also look at the scorecard.
But I didn't have a scorecard because I wasn't playing.
That's not
all
true.
The cards had a scorecard
on the steering wheel.
It was confusing because you couldn't figure out like which hole was – like usually on a course, like there's only one way you can keep going on the cart path. But on this one, there's like all these little offshoots. The next thing you know, it took me forever to figure out where 14, 15, and 16 were. I couldn't figure out where everybody had gone. That's when I was doubling back, and then I spun out and almost launched myself onto the fourth green where Sam and Overtime Bill were. Or Jace. Ooh, we found out something about Jace. Are you aware that he has a younger brother that is a 4-star offensive lineman at the University of Arkansas?
What?
It's true.
He also played center for one-time Tennessee quarterback target Ty Simpson.
The plot thickens.
Yeah.
How about that? Learn something new about your coworkers every day.
I'd give the event a 9.5 out of 10.
Where'd we lose the half a point?
Rain.
Yeah.
Not our fault.
That
I kind of liked it, man.
Get a retractable roof.
Can't do that.
I'll be on that.
Get a roof on it. Are you roof guy?
It was awesome.
Roof.
I'm a roof.
I go roof.
The roof. The roof.
If people hear roof, I'm like, at first I'm like, that's not right. But then I think, wait a minute, am I not right? But it's good to be amongst fellow roofers.
Did you figure out what I asked you to figure out?
I actually found this. It says neither. It says he will go in representing both teams as well as the University of Tennessee.
Well, that's what's important right there. Put his Tennessee uniform in there.
He will not be choosing between the Colts or the Broncos. When he's inducted, he'll represent both and the University of Tennessee, too.
Yeah, but if he had to choose, gun to his head, he's a Colt, right?
Oh, they did him dirty.
He played, 14 seasons there and 4 in Denver?
I'm with you.
I mean, I get it, but a lot of bad blood there, man. Bad breaker upper, that dude.
That's just business. Taking business very personal.
It's always personal.
And Brett sends this in, and I do think it's worth noting. Russell, Marcus Young arrived to the golf course at 7:40.
What?
He was like one of the first fan run.
No, literally, I'm not even saying, not to brag.
He's sucking up to somebody?
And I got there first. We got there right before the people who worked there. And then it was Brett.
Me and Brett.
Tucker, maybe you were right before Brett, and then Marcus.
But Marcus would never give me a straight answer. He did the Marcus thing. He would not tell me whether or not he'd been to bed.
Said he woke up at 2.
I have been up since 2 a.m., Bear. I'm an early riser now.
Imagine him pounding beers for breakfast.
And then Miller tried to boss him around, and I was like, not today. No. Marcus is with me.
I heard multiple Miller outrages on the course.
I'm not saying anything. I've been accused of bullying the kid, even though he tried to fire me on Saturday.
One of which was right before your putt on, I forget which hole, Houston, where you hold it out from, I think, just off the green.
Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful shot, by the way.
It was.
No, the one he's talking about was actually longer than the one in the video.
Who had the shot of the day?
My two would either be Butler hit like a 25-foot.
We
like,
did have a hole in one.
Triple breaking.
Somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had a hole in one. Yeah.
That's got to be it. That's the shot of the day.
The first shot met.
Who hit the hole in one?
I don't know.
Not anybody on our team.
I think was it somebody from Peyton?
There's a hole in one.
Team.
It was Peyton's team from the Peyton from the Discord. Super cool dude. I don't know, man. The first shot Medley hit when they started, like he stuck it like 2 feet from the damn hole.
That's what Sam did. Our first hole, Sam just stuck it. I'm like, okay, well, we're
all the entire hole by himself.
Wherever you hit on the green, it wasn't moving. They were going after the flag. They were attacking the flags.
Early on, like the ball spot was right next to the ball every time. It was soaking wet. There was no movement. So great.
Outstanding. All right. Well, thanks to everybody who came out there and made it such a raging success. Can't wait to do it again next year. I don't know. I mean, we might have to make this sort of a – can we make it a monthly thing?
I don't know about monthly, but I think a couple times a year needs to happen.
We're talking about having like a
fall festival?
A spring major and a fall major.
The Fan Run Fall Festival. I like the alliteration
already. Can we have some caramel apples?
You have to do it like during the bye week or something.
Maybe or
some
leading up to a big home game, like a Friday before.
Yeah, you could do that.
Ooh.
Gators.
Have a parade, concert.
Oh, parade. I've never thrown a parade.
Who would we get to play?
Everybody.
I'm at a concert.
Fan Run Band. That we've been talking about. Hey, Cody can come in and play.
Mm-hmm.
And jam.
You're a guitar man.
I'm an axe man. A lot of Tennessee basketball recruiting talk in hour number one. A lot of baseball talk and some football talk. Rodarius Jackson, big pickup on the recruiting trail for Josh Heupel today. Let's get a call from Phil. Good afternoon, Phil. You're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
What's up, David?
What's up, Philly?
I'm glad you're back in there.
Good to be back.
I thought Barrett and Houston and Tucker did a great job.
Thank you, Phil.
I would expect nothing less.
Was Coach Fulmer out there at Charles Golf Tournament?
We had young Coach Fulmer and Tucker Harlan, but I did not see the battle captain with my own eyes, anyway.
But we're working like heck.
So Marcus was out there?
Marcus was indeed out
there. He was seriously like the fourth or fifth person there. I was so impressed.
He was smashed.
Really? That's a lot better than he was when he was your producer, showing up late, and then he's still late on the that show in the morning. Huh?
He's late to his 10 a.m. show?
Yeah.
No. Every once in a while he is.
Every once in a while?
And he lives like 5 minutes?
The show's been on the air for 2 months, and he's been late multiple times to a show that starts at 10 a.m.?
He's singing it.
You there, Phil?
Maybe he's getting a little brunch.
Good Lord.
Brunch?
This generation, your generation, Tucker, no work ethic. No work. The show starts at 10 a.m. That's not a suggested time. It's not like, take your time. Hold up. We could start at 10:15. No, the show starts at 10. You got to be there.
If that's the case, I'm an outlier in my generation.
You are here. You're very punctual.
I see where you got that commitment you were talking about earlier. We got any running back commitments that are any good?
They've got the kid committed from down in Georgia. I'm not sure what his long-term prognosis, if you will, is. And then there's another guy from Chattanooga that they're recruiting whose name is Shakai Mills Knight, I believe. Great name,
good
right?
Good hyphenated name.
Yeah. And I think that he's a guy who, like, Auburn is after him and stuff, so that might end up being the guy. Remember, like, nowadays it seems like running back is a lot like quarterback, where you used to sign. Remember, we signed Travis Henry, Travis Stevens, Dominique Stevenson. We signed like four elite running backs in one. Like, you don't do that anymore. You basically sign one guy.
I think that's the weakest part of our football team, the running backs. I may be proven wrong. Hopefully, I am.
I think we were fine in time, but we just don't have a whole lot of depth right now with the Seldon injury.
You think they're making a mistake not going after a running back in the portal, Phil?
Yeah, I do. I mean, no, you're one injury away from a total disaster back there.
Well, I always wonder, you know, what information does the staff have that we don't? A lot, obviously. But I got to think that they understand the risk they're taking. And to me, it says that they think that, A, Peyton Lewis is going to be a good prospect and that he's going to be back and ready to go soon. Yeah. And that, B, they like Cam Seldon. And they're willing to wait on him. They don't want to, you know, they want him to be able to come back and play this season.
I like Cam Seldon too, but his shoulders are kind of a bugaboo on running backs.
Yeah, yeah. And you wonder, are they rushing him back again? I'm sure this is all stuff that they've discussed as a staff and with their medical professionals and everything like that. Outside looking in, I'm with you, though. I'm surprised that they're not going after somebody in the portal.
So, Akapara is coming in to visit tomorrow. It's probably a done deal. I think he's got more upside than he'll do. So, I think it's going to improve the roster, especially if that Igor comes in with him. Our front line's already set for next year.
So, would you think they start Milicic at the four with Akpara at the five? Or Estrella?
Yeah, well, it depends on who, you know, wins out in practice, but that's nice. Have Estrella and Akapara, and there's your two five men. We haven't had good five men. They're tall like that in a long time.
Yeah, you're getting bigger. I guess the question to me is who takes on the Triple J role? Who's going to be that stretch for Tennessee
probably
next year?
Dunbar?
Darlingstone? Yeah, has to be, I think.
You think so? He's not the new connect?
Well, I don't know about that, but he's a double-double guy at least. And that's better. That's really about as good as Triple J. He wasn't even a double-double guy.
Not consistently.
And then you got this guy they got from last week. He can play small forward and some four position.
Who's that, Phil?
The guy from Hofstra.
Oh, Dubar?
Yeah.
I get the feeling they're counting on him to be.
You think they want him to be
dude.
The scorer?
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, he's got 40% from 3-point range last year, just like Connect, similar size to Connect. I think they're bringing him in here to fill it up. I could be wrong. Maybe he's more of a role player type guy, but my read on it is they're bringing him in to score.
Yeah. And then in their guard bad. I mean, they need somebody who can fill it up and shoot.
That's Lanier. I mean, it's got to be Chaz Lanier, right?
Oh, well, if he's that good, I hope he is. I saw BJ dominate him in high school, but that's been several years ago.
Things can change. Guys get better.
Down there at Catholic against Catholic, you could tell the kid had talent. I say he weighs about 235 or 240 now. I say he probably weighed about 200 pounds back in.
Lanier is going through the NBA process. So, now, is he good enough? The fact that he is going through that process tells me that he is very good. So, and I know his stats were weird. He went from averaging like 2 or 4 points a game his first 2 years to 20 this year. I don't know why that is, but it happened. 44% on a lot of three-point attempts. The guy can obviously shoot.
Some people, you know, they develop and get good. Yeah. They must have good coaching there.
Yeah. I mean, just like there are some guys that you see in high school and you're like, oh, my God, like that dude is going to be the truth. He is an NBA player, and they get to college, and they just never develop
kind
into
fade out.
Anything. Yeah, and then there are guys that Dalton Connect. Not many offers coming out. You know, they grow or they just develop, and it clicks for them.
Well, you're gonna see more of this now that with this NIL and transfer portal stuff, because now a lot of kids are gonna be overlooked and won't go to big schools out of high school and have to go to small colleges. Then they'll have to they'll get seen later and transfer up.
Yeah, Phil, good stuff. Yeah.
One more thing, Val Tallo and that Kentucky coach, that was a coaching clinic yesterday, wasn't it? See you.
Oh, Tony's pressing all the right buttons yesterday. Thing of beauty. Stay with us. The drive continues. More of your phone calls. We unpack some of the key decisions Tony Vitello was faced with yesterday and all weekend long in Lexington as the Volunteers get it done, taking 2 of 3 from the Wildcats. The new rankings out yet? We're up to number 2?
3.
Okay.
Just flip-flop with Kentucky.
A&M, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky.
I don't want that number 1 spot, man.
Nope, don't want it.
A&M can keep it.
I don't even know if I really want the number 2 spot, man. I'm kind of comfortable here.
Yeah, this team's not played its best baseball. It's fine.
Stay with us. The Drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up.
The Drive.
We got the Fan Run open behind us now. Take a deep breath here, but we're getting ready for our next big event coming up next month. Go ahead and mark your calendars. Thursday, May 30th, it is the first ever Fan Run night at Smokies Park in Sevierville. Very excited about this. Fan Run night at the Tennessee Smokies game. Thursday, May 30th, it's a Thirsty Thursday, $3 beers. Members of the 37 Club get in free. So we will have opportunities for everybody to get free tickets to that one. We have the flex tickets that we can give. So be listening for our next live shows and everything. Be sure to come by and get your free tickets so you can come up to. We're going to have a good time out there, have some cool giveaways. Houston's going to be singing the national anthem.
Untrue.
A cappella. And it's going to be a great evening.
We need to figure out where we want our section to be.
I like the third base side. My experience at night is third base side is in the shade first.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
It's liable to be pretty warm.
It could be a little toasty. So
Is that going into Memorial Day weekend? Or
yes,
weekend?
I think so.
The 30th?
No, it would have been the week before, right? Yeah, Memorial Day would be the Monday before this.
Monday the 27th, Memorial Day. Thursday the 30th, Fan Run Night at Smokies Park.
It's going to be an action-packed week.
And that should be right before baseball regionals.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of time to work out the kinks. But, yeah, I mean, I think we'll host the regional Friday. So Thursday would be a great way to kick off a huge baseball weekend in Knoxville because we will be – I think we can all agree, barring an epic collapse.
So what's our
we're hosting a regional, right?
What's our conference record right now?
12-6.
So you get 6 more wins and
currently projected as the 4th number 1 seed.
Feel like 18's a magic number to host a regional in a super
field of excuse me. Field of 64. Projections has Tennessee, the 4th 1 seed, hosting a regional with Texas Tech, Kennesaw State, and Southeast Missouri.
Take that.
Be weird to see Texas Tech again after opening the season with Texas Tech.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah. Out there in Dallas.
We win that series at home, right? We win that thing. And then, yeah, if you finish top 8, you'd be the double hosts, which – you know, we don't host either last year and make Omaha. The year before, we host both and don't make Omaha. So it's not the be-all, end-all hosting, but it's just fun, man. It's
yeah,
fun to host
be
regional,
fun and,
super
and
regional.
Plus, we got the, you know, all the improvements to Lindsey Nelson, and it'd be nice to be able to show that off.
So that's where things stand with the baseball team. If you want to talk about it, 865-288-3131. Your number to get on the show this afternoon, and Joshy Boy is up next. Good afternoon, Joshy Boy.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
I want to salute Bera for not making me wait 30 minutes on hold.
Whoa. It seems
really
going to
come out firing
of,
like this?
It's very nice of him, Joshy
Boy.
Some
kind of misconception
just
about this.
Just say you're welcome. He's thanking you. Be nice.
Yeah, I was thanking you.
Yeah. You think it's got anything to do with me when you get brought in? You clown. You know it doesn't.
Whoa. The ad hominem attacks. Please, gentlemen.
He started it.
I was just thanking you, but
I don't like gratitude.
Guys.
It's on the list.
Guys, great series win over the coal miners, taking 2 out of 3 and showing them who daddy is.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, TJ.
Yes.
Big talker.
That's got to be so frustrating. I just have no frame of reference. This is not even talking trash. This is just real talk.
Right.
To be so owned by one school, and we probably overstate the basketball case. It's been a 50-50 proposition since Barnes was here. But, I mean, the football ownership is blatant, and baseball,
yeah.
They're new to it, we're new to it, but I mean, I guess they got the better of us up there 2 years ago. This was one of their better teams. We come in there, make a sandwich, throw their cheese wrapper on the floor. I don't know what it's like to be so thoroughly owned like that by a rival. I suppose like Florida has really taken it to us in football, but
not the other sports.
We've more than held our own in the other sports. Like, it's just
they couldn't beat us with their two best basketball teams ever. Then we go 4-0 against both their national championship teams.
Florida.
Hey,
oh yeah.
Well, Russ, did you see their tweet they put out for their record breaking crowd this week, Kentucky?
I did not.
Yeah.
That's a nice park. I'll give them that. That's
a good
nice
park. Yep.
Yeah.
With all the shaming aside of Kentucky, I know we like to give them a lot of trash, but kudos to them for the record-breaking crowd.
No, I like seeing the sport grow.
Yeah.
And it has not been a big thing here until recently. It's not been a big thing up there.
Right.
They've got it together, man. They've got a nice scene up there, a nice atmosphere. Obviously, they're into it.
Seem to have a pretty good coach.
Yeah, everybody's getting into it. The one that is puzzling to me is freaking Vanderbilt.
Yeah,
and they've got a big enrollment.
Vanderbilt.
They've got a tiny stadium. It's got maybe 4,000 seats, something like that.
Yeah.
And they've got this great program. Hold on, they've got this great program, Joshy Boyd, that's won two national championships. Has been to Omaha, and they're playing Florida. Every time I turn that on, there's empty seats in a park that doesn't have many. And I'm just like, I thought you guys were prided yourself on your baseball, and yet they don't even support their own team.
Yeah. They don't have the fan base.
I guess so.
That and their fan base, I mean, a lot of those seats you don't see people in. They're people that don't even live in Nashville. They're
rich
alumni.
We make fun of their football crowds and as well. But they'll get 20,000 people to a football game, right?
Yeah.
No.
You go and watch them play Tennessee in basketball, and they've got, a 14,000-seat arena? And they'll sell that out. And there'll be Tennessee fans in there, but they'll sell it out for other games. You're telling me they can't find 500 students to go to a game and then a couple thousand season ticket holders and get people to these baseball games? I mean, it's the smallest park in the league.
Russ, can we get some paid actors to go to the Vandy football game this year?
Didn't they do that thing like we did in COVID where they put some cutouts in the seats just make it look good?
I think they had some sub-5,000 football games.
Do you think Tim Corbin knew about that pitcher who had that illegal substance on his
plate? Yeah, he did.
I never saw what happened.
The kid had some kind of – I think it was some kind of sticky substance on his jersey.
I heard it was his forearm. It's on his jersey.
Is it on his forearm?
Jersey,
regardless,
I think,
the batters, the Florida batters, apparently started saying something early. I guess you can tell with how fast the rotation is. They're using I know when they're using.
Well, you can tell if somebody's dabbing their forearm or their jersey before pitches.
I mean, some people are pretty slick at it and don't get caught, but. Another tip-off for batters is if that thing comes screaming with super super high rotation on it.
Was there any sort of announcement from the league or the school or anybody? this is what happened. You know, maybe they not say, you know, the guy's name had
spider tag.
Yeah, had Vaseline on his forearm. Yeah. But like, I'm still a little bit puzzled. If there's an alert listener that has a link to something giving a concrete explanation of what actually happened, I would like to see that.
Right. Russ, what was Phil saying? The guy, is he visiting this week, the center that was in the portal?
Yes, that is the word that Okpara is visiting, and I've heard that from another source as well.
He's
now
from Ohio State, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a huge get if we can get him in Milicic. I think we'd be stacked in the front court.
That's why we were telling everybody not to panic.
Yeah.
Were you worried at all, Russ?
No.
I'm not really worried at all either.
He's going to put together a good roster. We're going to be competitive.
I was disappointed. And, you know, I realized this. I might be in the minority here. I was more disappointed to lose Adu than Awaka, because Adu is a second-team All-SEC big man. Yes, he performed poorly in the NCAA tournament, but I think there were some other reasons for that. I think he's a nice player who's going to be missed. I was disappointed. I wasn't panicking. I wasn't worried that, oh, my God, he's falling apart. Well, he's, you know, he's gone. What does it matter now? Okpara seems like a solid replacement, I would say.
And out the door, guys, Bear, I want to apologize to you for coming in. And with my attitude, I just want to say I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
And Russ, if I see you at the Smokies game, for Fan Run Not, you're getting the clipboard, big boy. See ya.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Oh.
That's not very nice.
Sideways. You're shoved.
Joshy boy, clipboard. You want to pee. You don't have to wait till the Smokies game. If you've got beef, you got something you want to say, you want to do something, big boy, you know where to find
big
me.
Big boy.
You know where to find me. You ain't got to wait till May 30th, son.
Come down here right now.
I'll break you off a two-piece and a biscuit.
That's what turns you on. Bring it on, buddy.
Ain't nothing for me to whoop a man's ass.
Roy damn Mercer.
He'll have to. Josh Boy might have to wait on his brother.
Is the Cade Tyson thing, or is that ship sailed?
Sounds like it.
Not hearing much buzz on that front for Tennessee.
Hubert, they lost another player, and that's when it really.
Was it Harrison Ingram, maybe?
Yeah, and then Hubert was like, look, all his minutes are up for grabs.
Didn't Harrison Ingram have Tennessee ties? I'll say he had parents who went here or were from here or something like that.
I know he started his career off at Stanford.
Oh, Stanford. That's right.
One of them smart kids, huh? Reads books.
A reader. Ooh.
We want that around here, huh?
In moderation.
Quick, we want our students to be about balling. Ain't nobody come here for school.
They do read romance novels over there, as
they
we
do,
know.
Man. And Triple J and Awaka were well read.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
They interviewed Awaka. He's sitting there thumbing
a copy of
Tolstoy or something.
Like,
yeah,
War and
Tale
Peace.
Of Two Cities.
And Jonas is over reading some kind of trashy romance novel.
That they raved about, which was
which he kept
weird.
Raving about it. So I looked it up on Amazon. You know how they give you like the first little excerpt, maybe a page or something? And I was like, my God, I cannot believe someone would sit and read this if you didn't have.
It's like, hey, let's see if we can make chick flicks even more boring.
Yeah.
You just read them now.
Oh, he was all into it. Maybe JoJo's just looking for love. True love. Like in that book he's reading. I can't even remember the name of it.
All I know is once Santi went steady with that girl, it was.
It's happened to the best of us.
I'm saying, man.
Is it not?
These guys need to be single. I don't want them distracted.
Look, Houston, focused. He's been just out to lunch for, what, 3 years now? How long you guys been dating before you got married? How long did y'all
date? Out to lunch? What are you talking about?
You've been off your game since you got the broad.
Whoa!
Not as sharp as you used to be. Not as hungry. You're content now.
Resting on his laurels.
What more is there to accomplish?
Maybe a succulent Chinese.
Stay with us. The Drive continues. It's Fan Run Radio. Back with more after this. Back here on The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio. Russell Bear, Houston to Tucker, cruising with you on a Monday afternoon edition of the show. An alert listener tells me that we shouldn't close the door on Cade Tyson just yet. He visited North Carolina this weekend and has not committed, and that he is supposed to meet with the Tennessee staff sometime in the next 24 hours. So, I mean, that's a good sign.
Negotiations.
Well, yeah.
What was the other thing? Mayshak, towards the end of last week while you were off, he's firmly in the fold. And
I love what he had to say, too.
Yeah.
Look, if it's not mutual, get. I mean, he came out and said, I think what everybody else was kind of feeling and wanting someone to say. And he was just like, yeah, we wanted those guys, but if they don't want to be here, see ya.
Are we comfortable with the idea of if you don't get Tyson and you don't get Lanier, are we comfortable with the idea of Mayshak starting?
I think that they will. If that were to come to pass, I would be surprised if there's not somebody that we don't know their name yet who they would go get.
So the answer is no.
I'd be fine with it, but I'm kind of goofy for Mayshak. I thought he should have been our backup point guard. I felt like you could have given him five of Zakai's minutes and just let him run point for 5 minutes, and that would have made a world of difference as far as mileage at the end of the season for Zakai. And I thought he did an admirable job, you know, year before this past when Zakai went down and he basically was our point guard.
I'd love to get some truth serum in Barnes and ask him if he regrets not getting Zakai more rest and playing. You know, I say that. I guess we really didn't have an option. We couldn't take Zakai off the floor against Texas or we don't win that game.
Right.
So.
And it sounds like multiple times this year, Zakai was like, I'm not coming out of the game.
Yeah. But, I mean, Barnes is the head coach. He can take a guy out of the game.
I think that he has a lot of respect for Zakai. And sure. When he says, hey, Zakai, you need to – and Zakai's like, nope.
But you also you're the head coach. You're the adult. You have to protect your players from this. Like, fierce competitors will always say that, and they might tell you that at the 8 minute mark, fully believing it, and they might be right. But you, as the coach, have to be wondering about, okay, what about the last minute of the ball game when I need you at your best? I'm going to go ahead and take you out right now, and it might hurt us, but I'm going to buy you a minute or two of rest here so that you can be at your best when the game is on the line.
And it's just, to me, it's cumulative, and you could see it during the tournament. That's when his shot, you know, Zakai's shots will start coming up short. His legs are gone.
I mean, he was so clutch at the end of the regular season, especially the game at South Carolina, game at Alabama, just big shots that he was hitting that he wasn't hitting in the tournament.
And was it Shump we were talking to on Friday when he was talking about Jemai's confidence, and or was that Gainey? It was one of the two. Jemai's confidence as a shooter came up. I think it was Ryan. He was talking about, you know, it's so important for him to hit that first. And I think it's important for almost everybody.
Well, we talked about that all. I mean, we had four of those guys. Like, if they hit their first couple,
I mean, they go
bingo,
off
the rest of the night. You feel really good about it. And if they miss, it's the opposite. Then the question is, do they have the wherewithal to not shoot open shots when they know they don't have it?
But we need. I'd feel more if Jemai can just get 10 points. You keep him on the floor the whole time because he's such. I mean, he's one of the best on-ball defenders, and I think in the whole country.
Yeah, he's up there.
I mean, who are you taking over him this past year? Maybe the Sheed kid from Houston.
I was gonna say, yeah, like. him for Houston was really, really good. You didn't see him that much, really, though. But when he was in, he was so good. Shut down Sears.
He's the kind of kid that the bigger the matchup, the better he seems to play.
I think so, too.
He plays up.
And I know he doesn't have a lot of offensive, quote-unquote, game, but he's going to be good for 2-3 of those offensive rebound tip-ins, putbacks.
Yeah.
Like, he just out-hustles everybody.
No, he's usually – I mean, he's the most athletic player on our team, and usually he's one of the most explosive athletic guys on the floor.
More individual honors coming in for the incomparable Christian Moore. Tucker Harlan will enlighten you on those when we continue with the top five at five coming up here in just a minute. The other Roberto's other SEMO nicknames were, first of all, a guy's named SEMO. Like,
he's already
not,
got a nickname.
I know, that's kind of where I was at. I was like, he's SEMO.
He wanted the Brooklyn Hammer, the Behemoth of Bang, or the Brooklyn Bopper.
Yeah.
I like combining to the Brooklyn Bomber. I think is pretty good. That would be my vote.
If he keeps it up. What did I tell you last week? I told you. I think you and Tucker said, I thought Burke's going to have this at the end of the season. I said, I think it's going to be SEMO.
Don't go rewriting history now there.
It's
Shakespeare.
On the tape.
They also said Tennessee was going to get the sweep this weekend.
No, Tucker, that's not what I said. If you remember what I said.
You
I
called
said
for
if,
the sweep?
I said if Tennessee wins
if
Friday.
If it's on tape, I want it noted right now. I'm this petty. I coined the Brooklyn Bomber about a month ago back at the old studio. Roberto.
Duly noted. I said if Tennessee wins Friday, I'm predicting the sweep. They lost Friday, and they still won the next two, so I feel like I was kind of on the money there. Check the tape, Tuck. That's what
Aaron and I were on the money. We said 2 of 3 in favor of Tennessee.
Yeah, but you didn't pick a single game. You just lobbed it out there.
Can't wait to get Shumpert back on, mister. I think Kentucky's going to win the series, boys. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's important when you're discussing these things to have a good awareness, because there's a lot of things that
– a lot of moving parts.
Yeah. Like a clock, almost wheels in the
yeah. Except it's not time yet. Oh. You know, you can go ahead and jump the gun. I had it ready. Do not, Marcus.
Yes, Bear. I have it ready.
Stay with us,
Marcus.
Hour number 3 of the drive coming up next, right here on Fan Run Radio.